Dave Moore on Today FM
podcast. Colin, I'll say good morning from Ireland, but I guess it's good evening where you are now.
Yeah, it's evening. My work day is done and we're retiring for the evening.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time to have a chat to me. And congratulations on your book becoming a massive TV show on Apple TV.
Thank you. Yeah, very exciting. All was a little unexpected to begin with, but we're enjoying it. And I'm week by week watching along with everybody else.
So you wrote a book, and it isn't called Sunny, which is what the Apple TV show is called. You wrote a book called The Dark Manual, right?
Originally, it was called The Dark Manual. That was back in 2018. And then just this year, to coincide with the TV series, they've republished it called Sunny to
right.
go along with the TV series
okay.
to make it clear and for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Two names, one TV show, two books. It's all very clear altogether. But listen, we understand
and
it's amazing. And what a show as well. But talk to me about how your book gets turned into a TV show. How involved are you in that process?
I'm not involved at all. I just wrote the book and let it go. After that, it was a very, very creative Katie Robbins, the screenwriter and the showrunner, who took it off in all kinds of different directions.
And from what you've seen of the show, how close to what you wrote is the TV show?
I think they've got the essence of the character.
Right, right.
Like when I see Susie there and when I see Mixie, the character, her friend in it, I think, oh yeah, they're quite close to the feelings of my characters. But story-wise and plot-wise, it's completely different. It took off in all kinds of different directions, which are not in the book at all.
Right,
but
okay.
I guess you'd have to do that. If you're trying to make a TV series, you've got to stretch it out.
So, well, that's it.
And
you have to have different plot points that maybe when you're writing a book, you don't. But is it true, actually, Colin, that you write your books by beginning almost like a screenplay?
I do. I find that a way of visualizing things. Also because I don't have much time. I work from Monday to Friday as a teacher in a regular school teaching English. So I don't have a lot of time to sit and muse and mull over things. So I always write it as a screenplay first. And that gives me a very visual sense of what's going on. And also I know plot-wise what's going on from A to B. And when I'm finished and I have a full screenplay product there. Often I try to pitch that and try to sell that. If nobody's interested, I go, okay, well, let's turn this into a novel then.
Okay. Because I was going to suggest that exact thing, which is if you get as far as writing the screenplay, maybe you don't have to turn it into a book. You could just sell the screenplay,
yeah,
but I suppose that's the challenge.
I end up with two things, two products, and you can take whichever one you like.
Now, hopefully, with The Dark Manual being turned into Sunny, maybe people will express more of an interest in your, you know, your next screenplay, your next book, whatever it is. What's the reaction been like, I guess, in the inverted commas, in the industry? Like, have you had people and agents and managers go, hey, listen, you're the guy behind the thing. What's your next one? Or can I option one of your other books? Or?
Yeah, there has been a little bit of interest. I don't want to give too much
away. No, that's fine. That's fine.
They could all come to nothing. But there has been a producer or two in touch. So we're in discussions, and it's nice now that I'm getting a little bit of recognition. But at least now my name is getting out there, and I'm not hiding away in up in the north of Japan where nobody knew me. But there has been a little bit of interest, but we'll see how it goes over the next while.
That's all very exciting. But you have also teed up my next question perfectly, which is why Japan? How did you end up there? And tell me the whole story.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it started out as a year abroad. 20-something years later, I'm still here. This was back in the day, 20-something years ago, I thought, oh, it would be nice to go away for a year. Some of my friends were going to Australia and some people were going here and there. And I thought, yeah, a year abroad in a different culture would be a great learning experience.
Right.
But I met a lady who since has become my wife. We traveled around a bit. We lived in London for a little while and we were jumping back and forth a bit. But somehow I just kind of, you know, you get stuck somewhere. it becomes home. Sometimes it's not even your choice. You just get rooted to some spot and there you are.
I hear you. And then talk to me about the culture change, the difference between Kerry, where you would have grown up, and wherever you've lived. Is it a big adaptation?
Ways, yeah. I mean, I live up in the north of Japan, which is a lot quieter now. And there's quite a scenic area around here as well, which is very reminiscent of Kerry. But everything else, of course, the language, the culture, the customs, everything is completely different. And it takes a little bit of adaptation. And sometimes you don't adapt at all. You know, sometimes like 20 years later, you're still scratching your head going, I don't know why they do this. But, you know, you just find yourself, if you're willing to stay, you just get along with it. But as a writer, you know, it kind of suits. Like, I think being away gives you that sense of perspective, or at least gives you another angle. And the fact that you're an outsider here, and you'll always be an outsider. You don't look like them.
Yeah.
You don't speak the language, and you're always kind of on the edge. And I think that suits the artist's temperament as well, that, you know, living life as an outsider and trying to, you know, make your mark somehow.
Yes, definitely makes sense. And how is your Japanese?
Pretty rudimentary. And I'm certainly not going to give you any examples.
No, that's fine. I wouldn't know if you're right or wrong anyway, to be honest with you, Colin.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. I have enough to get around, and yeah, I can have easy conversations on it, but I don't have any deep philosophical conversations.
Understandable. Well, listen, congratulations on the books. I was going to say not the book, but the books and the Dark Manual, of course.
Thank you.
The one that's been turned into this new Apple TV show. It is called Sunny, and everybody should go and watch it, and everybody should go and buy Colin's books, including his back catalogue. A rich amount of books there for you to go and sink your teeth into. Colin, thanks so much for taking the time. Go back and enjoy your evening, and I'll chat to you again soon, hopefully.
My pleasure talking to you, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Colin. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.